Welcome back to Tabletop Vagabonds, a D&D 5e actual play podcast set in the homebrew world of Aria. I'm Alex Wright, your DM, and I'm joined today by the antisocial Amy.
Goodbye. I'm Amy. I'm Amy, and I play Mal, the Sky Gnome Warlock. And I am joined by the Deluxe Dave.
Is it Ooh. Mal now, then? It's no longer Melinda, Reginos the Warlock. It's Mal the Warlock.
Sorry,
yeah, she just freestyled.
Is she more chilled and relaxed now? She's a pirate.
It didn't feel right.
It's on a first name basis
of syllables.
I didn't say the whole thing.
Is she letting her hair down now that she's in Crimson Cove?
Did I call her Mal Reginozzle? I love that.
Yeah,
No,
you just called her Mal.
You just called her Mal.
Oh, just Mal. Mal. She's like Madonna now.
Yeah,
she's just Mal, you know, cool, chilling.
Yeah, she is.
Sweet. Okay, David.
At some point, you'll eventually play a character that's just called M in like a James Bond world.
Mm-hmm.
David, take us away.
Hi, I'm Dave. I play Finn, the Larsa Artificer.
What's Finn's full name?
I was just thinking this. I can't remember his surname.
He doesn't have a last name.
Ah, that's
right.
Another
one.
He's like Madonna.
He is Madonna.
No, the Larsa just don't naturally take names. They only take names so they interact with other people, like outside of the Larsa.
They do it based on, like, sounds that they like.
Yeah. And I am joined by the cancelled Craig. It's 2022. You're over, mate.
Oh.
Finally.
Boop. That was the sound of me just logging off.
Oh, is that what that was?
Hello, everyone. I'm Craig. I play Volley Willowstar, the 8-year-old Volmine Wild Magic Sorcerer. And I am joined, like every other week, by the ambidextrous Alex.
Hi, thank you very much. I've been known to write with both hands. Not particularly well, but there you go. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex. I play Osric Springforge, the Gear Gnome Forge Cleric. And with me today, as ever, is the askew Alex, our DM.
Straighten yourself up, pal. Come on.
He's looking a bit wonky right now. I don't know what he's doing.
Last session. I would do this in a piratey voice.
Oh, yes, please.
We are.
Can you do a better pirate than me?
Maybe, probably, yes.
As long as you're not Swedish, I think it'll be fine.
Well, no. Amy's accents cover about 50 different regions.
Last session, me scallywags. The gang finished their conversation with one Billy Bones. He offered them to steal from another pirate in order to get their things back. A pirate captain known as Malrock the Grey-haired. On his ship was rumoured to be one large doubloon pile, bounty, treasure. He offered you for the price of 200 gold's worth of doubloons to get your armour back. You went off and decided, nay, you were in fact going to go to his ship and steal his ship with Osric's stuff on. That, in all honesty, was 99% of that episode. Yar.
We spent a fair bit of time going, what's the plan? What's the plan? We could do this Yarties. Or this. What's the plan, me hearties?
We ate some cake.
An eighth of cake.
So, me hearties, you left it looking over the harbour with about 7 different pirate vessels in there, all with different members of crews, and among them from big to small, medium-sized-ish, was the ship you were looking for, with a red circle on the side with a skeleton in it. It was the Dead Bones, Billy Bones' ship. And on top of it, and around it, you spotted about 4 to 6 pirates doing various things, piratey things, guarding, shantying, carrying, all that kind of thing.
Does the number of sailors depend on the difficulty setting we get to later?
The number of sailors depends on, I forgot exactly how much I said last session. I can't remember how many I said you guys saw, so there are others in the ship, though, probably. My throat is starting to hurt now, so I'll end the pirate tale there. Yar. So, gang, you are overlooking the harbour. There are ships in front of you, pirates doing pirate things. The Dead Bones is there. You have an understanding, belief, thought, deducement that Osric's stuff is on that ship. And that is where we will pick up.
Is there any pirate shops near here?
Oh, you want to buy a pirate?
I think we might need a disguise.
And off the back of that, do the Dead Bones crew wear uniforms? We are thinking on the same page here, Mal.
You're quite far off, but it doesn't look like it is. You're seeing people wear various different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pirates don't have uniforms as such. You do, however, while looking there, you hear this voice.
Pirate moustaches! Pirate moustaches! Get your pirate moustaches here! Pirate moustaches, 2 for a shilling, 2 for a shilling. There aren't shillings. 2 for a copper, 2 for a copper. Get your pirate moustaches. Be the most prominent pirate moustache in all of the Crimson Cove.
So, 4 moustaches for 2 copper. I'm going to wear a moustache over my moustache. And it will be black instead of orange.
Oh, a mighty pleasure, sir. Thank you.
This small gnome gives you 4 moustaches. You've lost.
I'm going to take 4 moustaches and I'm going to point at Mal to pay.
Yeah,
because I have no belongings.
You got moustaches?
Right. Fine, I've got a copper. I'll pay a couple of copper for some moustaches. I'd like to get some spare ones so that we could use them to barter with at a later date.
Sure,
barter,
yeah.
What's the resale value of a moustache?
Barter with copper moustaches.
Well, they're not copper moustaches.
Sorry, no. Moustaches we bought for copper.
I love the idea that exactly they are made of valuable copper.
Yeah. I've seen us sell fashion before. It's got us out of a few scrapes.
So. For 2 more copper, Missy, I could do you 3 more moustaches. That's almost 1 per person.
You said it was 2 for a pound before.
Oh, well, you got me. All right, yeah, for 3 more copper, you can get 5 moustaches.
What is going on?
This perhaps is questionable.
Or is commerce in Aria just all over the place?
I'm going to be honest, I didn't really do, that wasn't that good at school, which is what led me into a pirate moustache selling life.
I feel like we can make a killing if we start our own business. I mean, between gifts and this guy, like, everyone's just giving away stuff for basically free.
Also, if you're looking for more than just a moustache, madam, sirs, if you go down the road towards the harbour on the right, you've got Cutlass Cuts. They do all kinds of different pirate-related clothes. But if you don't mind, madam, sirs, if when you do, you say that Doreen sent you, I get commission, you see. So if you just tell them Doreen sent you to Cutlass Cuts, I'd appreciate it kindly.
We'll do that. And in return, here's 3 copper. I'd like 7 moustache.
Absolutely. There's 7 moustaches on top of your original 4 moustaches.
Not on top of. That's total.
I've got an idea.
11 moustaches.
Wow, her maths is really bad.
Finn just grabs some moustaches, puts them on his mask like eyebrows, and one as a moustache.
Osric is going to very, very carefully position the fake moustache exactly over his real one. So there's no difference whatsoever.
Volley will put it on and trying to copy everyone else and kind of puts it a little bit too high. Since he doesn't really have a nose that protrudes, it's kind of like just in the middle of his face.
The moustaches look shockingly similar to Billy Bones' moustache.
Good.
Is that their uniform? Do we now? If we look back at the ship now, do we realise everyone is wearing the same moustache?
No.
Oh, my days. May the sea god love you. Bye bye.
Bye, Doreen.
Bye bye.
Thanks. I think we look great.
Do you think we need hats or any more outfits, or do you think the moustaches will get us by?
I mean, I wonder if there's going to be a nice friendly seller who also appears out of magically nowhere to give us things.
Well, we just got to head down to Cutlass Cuts, if Doreen's to be believed.
Also, aren't we on the ship? Where the fuck did she come from?
No, we're still on the pier.
Well, actually, you're not. You're in the town bit looking over the pier. So it's like that kind of goes down, yeah.
Okay.
Shall we go to Cutlass Cuts?
Yeah, can't hurt. I mean, I can't afford anything, but why not?
Don't worry, Osric. I'll bankroll you.
Osric already kind of looks like a pirate in his shirt and belt. And stuff.
Yeah, it's an old kind of faintly dirty white shirt, some work trousers and a fake moustache. And he's a balding bearded gnome. Yeah, he's probably pulling it off quite well.
You go down to where Doreen pointed. It's on the promenade overlooking the pier. So you're very close to the piers now. And you see a very rickety wooden shack /building with Cutlass Cuts and a wooden cutlass the hairs sticking out the top of their name above the door.
I will enter. Hello?
You walk in and there is a rather rotund-looking man with a shirt that just lets the tip of his belly peek out below.
Mm-hmm. Oh, welcome to Cutler's... my throat. Welcome to Cutler's...
Oh dear, that's quite cuts. A bad cough you've got there.
Yeah, I've actually really...
Oh, thank God. Sorry, I am...
Yeah, it was mint for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Both me and the DM are very happy you do. I got a, what we just call a bullywog in the throat. How can I help you, my lovely patrons? And he does a little bow.
Doreen sent us.
Oh, Doreen, lovely. Yes, I'll remember to give her commission.
Good. Even if we don't buy anything?
Even if you don't buy anything, she gets one slice of bread as commission.
Well,
that's pretty good.
Very good.
I like to feed the hungry.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. You must be a nice person.
We have a good ethos here at Cutler's Cuts.
We're new to Billy Bones' crew.
Oh, Billy, you're friends with Billy.
Yeah.
He gets, I'd say he's one of our best customers, gets only the finest cuts.
Yeah, I mean, we're really good friends with him. Ask us anything about him and we will know the answer. Anything. Really personal and specific.
Finn, we're here to buy clothes and talk about family histories.
Well, good point. Okay. Let's just get to looking at pirate stuff then. Forget everything I just said.
Roll deception, Finn.
Oh, God.
Well, this is all going on. I want to have a little look around. I'm looking, are there cutlasses on the walls? Does it look like you can fit yourself out like a pirate here?
Yes, it's basically if there was... Pirates, boats and beyond, that's where this place would be.
9.
Okay.
Yeah, if you say so, sure, yeah, okay. How may I help you anyway, good friends of Billy?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're good friends of him too. We were just hoping to get some new garb. We heard this was the place to come.
Well, it is. What are you looking for? Something a bit more dirty, rough and ready, on the deck sort of work outfit? Or something perhaps a bit more, hey ho, heave ho, this is my boat, come and go, you know?
That one, I think, the heave ho sounds great.
Oh, okay. Well, I like to call it the Billy Bones section. Follow me, this is at the back. You're all wanting
to... But we don't want to look better than Billy, obviously.
Surely. Well, he does wear it really well. I customly hemmed his current outfit. Right, well, there's sort of a middle ground there where, you know, what a lot of these sort of smaller pirate captains go for. Although you're a lot of captains. You all want to look captain-like?
Oh, no. We just want to, you know, what are the pirates buying at the moment? You know, what's trending?
Well, this is really in at the moment. He takes you. This is an eye patch.
Oh!
It's very, very popular. A lot of the pirates are wearing it. It enables you to have one eye. When you go down below deck, where it's darker, you can lift it up because it's already dark. And then when you come out top, you put it on to keep the eye dark so you can see on top deck as well.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a handy, nifty thing. Other than that, people are loving the sash belts. They're very popular this season. Peg legs, they're more last season, but they're still pretty popular. Obviously, we don't sell hooks, but there are hooks all year round. They are absolutely loved.
Oh, my friend's got a hook here.
Ah, yes. Well, there you go. Yes, you'll fit right in at his crew.
For the listeners, Alex Farris holding up his arm in a motion that gestures, this is my hook hand. Please look at it.
And then other than that, there's always a tried and tested, very popular, it's a staple of the pirating wardrobe is the tattered, dusty white shirt. You can see a number of them in aisle E. And then also the cut-off pants in aisle D. They're very popular as well.
Do you have anything that'll cover my bark, sir?
I could get you a very long sort of trench coat, perhaps, with some nice gold trim.
Sounds fantastic.
I can't cover all your bark, though, sir. I was going to ask at some point, do you wear clothes because you're not right now, and also what are you?
This is my clothes. And
okay.
I am a Volmine.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't want the coat?
I do want the coat, yes.
You do want the coat. Okay. Well, if I could take your measurements, patrons.
Yes, I am 8 years old.
Right. as with his voice changing multiple times in that conversation by me, we will then see multiple shots of you guys going through a shopping montage,
yep.
Getting suitably measured.
In and out, different outfits.
In and out. And everyone described to me what they got. It'll cost you all 1 gold per outfit, unless you've got anything a bit more standard than that. The coat itself will cost 2 gold because it's a pirate captain coat. You guys are terrible with money. Who's actually taking that off their back? Do you have any money, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. So that take your 2 gold off. There's 3 of you who also spend 1 gold unless you get anything else.
Yeah.
After the amazing montage of trying on different outfits, the dust settles as we all spin around and, you know, and they try on clothes and they all spin around in a circle and stop and there's an outfit and spin again. Eventually, Osric stops and he's wearing exactly the same outfit as he was at the start because he's already suitably piratey.
So just 2 of you spend gold at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think once upon a time, I basically just halved the amount of gold that Finn had because I just never remembered to take it off.
Melinda settles on a white shirt. It's a bit dirty, but not definitely not the dirtiest. She tried to look for the like least smelly of the lot. And Melinda also gets a belt, one of the ones that Cubit suggested, fetching belt that all the pirates are wearing.
It is one of the most popular, soon to be purely in season, this belt right now. I tell you, I picked many, many pirates, Baron, this summer.
And I put some daggers in it, so it looks like it fits the part, yeah.
Well, now you're a pirate. I got to say, it's been an absolute honour, patrons. I think this might have been my best work yet.
Mr. Cubert?
Yep.
Do you have any of those really fun brown things that people have on their heads with the points on them? What do they call it? What's the word? Hat. Yes. Yes. One of those.
I have hats. Yes. They're not necessarily brown.
Oh.
If you're going to buy a hat, I'd recommend it matching the colour of your coat, sir. That is the proper way to buy a hat.
What colour is my coat?
Blue.
Like a dark blue?
Like a dark blue.
Oh, well, do you have one that will match my coat?
I do. The wide-brimmed, perhaps curved at the side.
I was thinking more like the one that has the 3 points on it, you know, really.
Tricorn.
Oh, yes. Yes, the 3-pointed hat. Yes, here we go. And he goes behind the counter. You hear an insane amount of scissoring, cutting, sewing, just various. And then he lifts out a hat that seems to be made of the exact same material as your coat. There you go. That'll be another gold, sir.
Does it look good, this hat?
Yeah, it looks like it's perfectly made for that coat. It's even been made perfectly to match your head.
To fit my twigs and shit.
Yeah, you have a little twig coming out the side of it. It's like a hole ready for your twig.
Oh, I feel like an absolute Volmine king right now.
I'm worried of what this is going to do to Volley's confidence levels.
Out of Volley's shoulder pops up Punk and Rock, both wearing a bandana around their head and tiny little cutlasses.
Yeah, all right, let's do this.
Nice.
Right. Thank you very much, Cubit.
Been my absolute pleasure. Please tell anyone to come to Cubert's Cutlass Cuts.
Thank you, Cubert.
Ciao.
Arrivederci.
In slow motion, Volley leaves the shop, unties the waist tie of the coat, flings it open and struts down the pier like an absolute beast. As Volley leaves, struts down the sidewalk in slow motion, looks around at the other guys and says, yeah, I look good in this hat. Way better than the other one I lost earlier.
Oh, Finn, what did you get?
Finn would have got anything that he could basically put over his head in terms of like a hood or something like that.
To cover his mustache.
No, to cover his mask.
So what, Jabba, like ninja shawl within a mustache on the outside of it?
Yes. Nice. 3 mustaches, 2 eyebrows and a mustache. Okay. And underneath that, he also has 3 more mustaches.
Hey, I'm not giving you all my mustache.
No, but you've got 11. I only need 6. That's still plenty of mustaches for the rest of you.
It's my new business.
I like how Osric has made no effort whatsoever and still blends in better than everyone else combined.
Is Osric wearing the mustache and atop his beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just perfectly aligned.
Ben's got mustaches on underneath his cowl and then over it.
Draft excluder.
Yeah.
You have been doing this for a while. It was a very long montage. There was a weird kind of close fight halfway through where Kubert got involved and you were like laughing in slow motion. And then it's now beginning to get dark. Lanterns are starting to be lit across the Crimson Cove. The moon is starting to be seen in the sky. Night is setting in.
I think it's time to go.
Folly is just twirling and swooshing the tails of his coat around.
Right, should we go get that ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it!
And that is where we end our episode.
Well, we seem to be sneaking.
Sneaking. Yeah.
Social stealth. Right. Let's do it. With a form of swagger that is passable as a pirate. Let's lead with the tree.
Very reminiscent of the opening scene from Reservoir Dogs as we walk down the street.
Bow, 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 bow.
We do not own any rights to this music, nor do we gain any finances based on the use.
So you are now down on the docks, unless you tell me otherwise.
Yep, we're walking to the boat.
There are four long piers with smaller offshoots for each ship coming off of them. The Dead Bones ship is on the far right pier, but on the left of the pier, so it's between two piers, effectively. On it, you do see, as you do with the piers in general, there are a couple of people moving about, carrying boxes, drinking, shouting. It's not super busy. These are the kind of night shift slash late evening shift. These are the people who aren't able to go out into the town and enjoy themselves today.
How far away from the ship are we?
If you walk down the pier, it'll take you 2 minutes to walk down to where you see the ship with the red circle and skeleton on it.
I guess Folly's just going to walk straight onto the ship.
Yeah, we're going to walk to the ship then, yeah.
You can walk down the pier past other ships. As you get to the offshoot pier where the ship is, there are two crew members outside sitting on barrels, having a conversation, playing cards. And then you see at least two up on the deck itself above you.
Ahoy!
Oh, Volley's just going to walk right past those guys. He's not even going to pay him any attention.
Okay, I'll say ahoy as I walk past.
You're going to walk like you mean it.
Yeah.
Volley is steamrolling towards the ship and two guys sitting there playing cards. He's not going to pay them any attention.
Finn's going to look over and go, "Ah!" as he walks past.
So the pirate crew are going to notice you walking up towards the ship and they are going to stop you before you get on the ship, Volley.
Okay.
As they get in the way to stop you, "Oh, there, boy, whoa, whoa, whoa." Then they hear from Melinda, "Ahoy," and then Finn, "Arr!" And who be you two then? In front of you is a human.
Where is Billy Bones?
Billy Bones is up at the Leaky Stein.
Well, I suggest you and some of your crew go get him. Now.
Why? Why would we annoy Billy Bones when he's out having fun and having a lark?
What's the guy called we were supposed to be stealing from?
You tell me.
I can't fucking remember his name. I keep my brains going, Hugh Laurie. It's not Hugh Laurie.
Malrock Greyhead.
You know Malrock Greyhead?
Of course we know Malrock. He's the guy who's been celebrating left, right and centre. Yeah. You can see the lights lit up from that side of the town now. He points and you see on the other side of the harbour, there's little fireworks going off in the distance. Look at that, the show off.
You see a celebration. I see a distraction. They're coming here tonight.
What? Who's coming where now?
Greyhead and his gang. They got the big score. They got the big score. The next score is your ship.
Avast!
We love Billy Bones just like you.
Yeah, he's the best.
I ain't never seen neither of you twigs before here.
What are you talking about? We've been here for months.
We've been undercover.
You've been drinking too much grog.
Here, look. We got our moustaches.
Yeah.
What do you think? I've been growing them for months.
Ben just tweaks his moustaches on his eyebrows.
The two pirates look really perplexed. Okay.
Avast me hearties, yo-ho!
Melinda and Volley roll deception.
With advantage, surely, because of all Finn's perfect pirate acting.
13.
Just to break the campaign more.
Volley will do well, no doubt.
You had to say that as I rolled, didn't you?
What'd you get?
I ought to roll again for that. 10.
A 10, a 13. Yeah. I don't think we just listen. I don't know who you think this crew is, but we're members of... I'm very drunk,
the
sorry.
Dead Bones.
We're members of... Yeah,
we're members of the Dead Bones too, don't you know? You don't even know your crew.
You don't tell me. I tell you I'm members of the Dead Bones.
Hey.
I don't know who you are, all right?
But we're here to help
you.
We're all
dressed like pirates.
We want you to be heroes. I know
rabble,
you're a hero.
Rabble.
Guys, fine. If you don't believe us, enjoy your death. And Volley walks away.
Mm. Yeah, enjoy your death.
You hear the pirate go, was that a bloody tree?
Enjoy the flames.
Can we have a drink here with you? Look, he's our boss. We didn't ask for him to be like this.
So you are part of Billy's crew or you're not? And he's your captain?
We are. He's a new recruit. Billy's got him in. He's just a bit new.
Yeah, chain
That's
of
why
command.
He's been undercover, like he said. Did you not hear the man?
All right. You're saying you're part of Billy's crew, yes?
Yes.
So if you're part of Billy's crew, he leans in towards you, Melinda.
Yes.
Surely you'll know Billy's crew's shanty.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do.
So let's sing it on the count of three. And he looks at you, Melinda. He looks at Finn and he looks at Osric. On the count of three.
Hold on. Which one is it you want? He's got so many shanties. Don't be trying to trick me.
We're going to sing The Skies Come Home.
The Skies Come Home.
That's a great one. It's my favourite.
Yeah.
Okay, so but
on the count
you know
of
we
three,
need a drink. We need a drink to do that.
Of course
that
we need
you.
A drink. Hey, Barry.
The best pirate name ever.
And you see from the deck
There's a guy in a business suit.
It comes down. Yes, guy
the
in business
intern.
Suit. Yeah, guy in business. Yeah. A really scraggly looking teenage human. Yes, sir? Get us three drinks. Get us four drinks, sorry. How many are you? The tree's gone. Get us three drinks. Yes, of course. And you see him run back up the deck. It takes a while. The two pirates are just staring at you in silence, taking long sips.
We've been undercover with that terrible old grey head for some time now. Can you
Billy
remind me the
speak
two?
Speak of no espionage. No, I ain't ready. That's the trick.
It'd be a pretty poor undercover operation if everyone knew about it.
It was bloody horrible, I'm telling you. Do you know what they eat on that ship?
Caviar,
worms.
I hear. Worms?
Worms.
Why would they eat worms?
Because of the bullywugs.
The bullywugs that are in town, they eat worms on their ship, do they?
Yeah, they want to ingratiate themselves because they're just such sucker. So they just eat worms so that the bullywugs like them more.
That sounds nigh unbelievable, that does.
Almost as if we're making shit up.
I thought we were playing yes and in this world.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought that Malrook the Greyhair's crew ate worms because bullywogs are in the Crimson Cove. Wow. You learn something new every day.
And also, the sky is not blue.
We're just gaslighting pirates now.
Hey. What does Billy Bones like for breakfast? I wanted to get him a treat for tomorrow morning.
I thought that's a setup for a joke.
I did as well.
Also, aren't we trying to prove we know him by providing information, not asking for it?
Oh, I really want it to be a joke now.
He does priorities. Barry comes running down the boarding plank with a tray and three mugs of grog.
What's Billy Bones' favourite letter?
I don't know. What is Billy Bones' favourite letter?
Arr.
Both pirates like, arr, classic pirate joke. All right, Barry, you can go now. And then Barry walks, yes, sir. Barry walks away. Nice guy. Your first pirate intern. He's a good lad. He's a good lad. Right, so on the count of three then, to prove you're part of Billy Bones' crew, we'll all sing. Volley, where is Volley right now?
Volley's just stood at the end of the...
Just really the awkward.
He's listening, but he's...
Like an NPC who walks out the scene.
We can't do this alone. We need our bass. We're Barber Pirate Shop Quartet.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's standing awkward at the end of the pier. He's not even made it to the end of the pier. He's just stopped halfway and kind of staring back at... Do you want to come back, lads?
Look, you can drink as much as you want and sing as many shanties as you want, but frankly, I don't really want to be here when they come to burn down your ship.
That's fair enough.
If you want to, waste time drinking and singing and being bloody idiots, be my guest. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Don't you think you should listen to him? He seems like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, we appreciate the permission, Tree. Thank you. Right. All so, right. 3, 2, 1. A song to sing for beggars
is the greatest song ever.
The damned
pirate shanties.
The skies are our home and clouds are free
land.
And for you, mate. I don't think you really know the song.
Oh, I'm dancing. I'm sorry. I just got so taken away by your beautiful voice.
Can you remind me how many of them are around us?
Two in front of you. There's at least two on the deck looking over very confused. And then you see Barry as well.
Because this is completely fucked. So...
No, we're having a great time. I'm dancing around. I've mostly been dancing to his song. I haven't been singing along.
Yeah, Osric was going to come in on the second verse.
Can Finn prepare an action?
Finn, you can prepare an action. And then I'll get Melinda to roll disadvantage.
On what? Dancing.
On deception. On dancing.
As soon as they basically declare that we aren't anything to do with Billy Bones and we're just complete shysters, I think Finn's going to just fucking open fire.
Okay.
On a deception disadvantage, I got 6.
Yeah, you don't know Billy. And then they're both going to reach down to their cutlasses and draw them. David, you get to do it actually prepared.
I'm going to take a shot at the guy we were talking to.
Before you do, everyone roll initiative.
13
Finn. 14.
Oh, now I get a natural 20. What a waste.
Fucking hell. 3.
Oof. You're a long way away.
Yeah, I walked back a few steps while that was happening.
So, first to act, because he preferred an action, would be Finn.
Okay. Finn pulls out Bang and takes a shot at the nearest guy.
The one who's talking or the one who's not talking?
The one who's talking. And that's a 24 to hit.
Bloody hell, mate.
So that is 9 damage piercing.
Do you just hip fire this at him?
Yeah. I'm crossing genres now. I'm being both cowboy and pirate.
Yee-yar!
As I do that, the two outer mustaches fall off my outfit.
Do they fly off with a recoil?
Yeah. They just fly off in both directions and like spin and embed themselves in wooden posts.
The next one to act is the one you just shot in the side. Oh, I knew you were Billy Bones' friends. And he is going to attack you with his sword. You rootin', tootin', shootin' pirate cowboy.
Out of curiosity, does preparing an action count as my reaction for that round?
It's a good question. Not sure, less of the rules. But again, technically, we're not really playing by the rules by doing that. So.
I would say yes, because you've reacted to a situation before it began. Still in the same round of combat.
Yeah, it's just so I know, because I've got a few like spells that I can use as reactions just in case I needed them, but it's fine.
So the first one is... First one's 12.
Misses.
The second one is 12.
That hits.
And then he's going to try and stab you with his dagger at the same time, and that is 14.
Also misses.
Yar, you pesky little... Where's your face? Noticing now that your mustaches have gone and there's a mask behind it.
What?
Osric, it's you.
Seeing as we've thrown all caution to the wind, Osric is going to do his signature move by dropping a shoulder and trying to shove one of them off the pier into the water. Osric is not used to running in just a shirt and no exosuit because he rolled a 9. So I don't know if I ran too fast and missed and run past him.
You rugby tackle the pirate who's not talking and didn't realise that actually the guy, although short, is quite hench, and he just stands there and takes it like a brick wall.
Oh, so I just bounce off him.
You right there, little fella?
Oh, no, not really, that hurt.
Not as much as this will.
Amy, it's you.
Okay, I would like to Eldritch Blast the nearest pirate into the water. Like, that's the aim. Like, it's just a shove. It's just that she's not strong, so that's why she's using magic. But she's going to make it look like she's shoving, but, like, she's actually Eldritch Blasting. Like.
Okay. Roll?
Yep. 18.
18 will hit.
So that does 6 damage. And I don't know how that works with making him go in the water.
It's a force, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Eldritch Blast is...
Which one are you doing it to? You do it to the one who's been talking or the other one?
Yeah, the one who's just told us that he doesn't believe that.
Yeah, he takes 6 damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get to do that twice now, don't I? So great.
Do you?
Yep.
6th level, yeah.
If you try and push him with it, what I'll allow you to do is try and push, but you sacrifice second attack and you can roll your Arcana versus his strength.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll his strength. He's a +2. It's not good.
Okay, I rolled 20.
You just hadouken him off the pier. And you're going to slam it against the boat. And then down into the water. And he is gone.
And sorry, and with my movement, can I go closer to the ship, please? I want to go.
You can. You'll go past the other pirate, though, who'll get an attack of opportunity, but I don't know if you care.
Oh, right. Fine, I'll stay where I am.
Finn, it's you.
All right. I think Finn is going to survey the situation. So there's one pirate in the water who's not in the combat anymore, right?
He's not dead.
He's going to have to have a little swim.
It's going to be hard for him to get out, though, because it's a pier. So.
Yeah. So there's one pirate in the water and one in front of me, the one who we talked to, yeah?
Yeah.
Who I already shot. So I guess I will continue along and have a crack with Bang.
At the one who's in front of you, yeah?
Yes. First one's a 12.
The one Osric just failed to push off. 12?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, he'll try again. Oh my god, another 12?
Nope.
So Finn misses twice. Zag's gonna have a crack. Go on, Zag! Get him! 16.
He jumps out of your backpack, runs down your arm, jumps from the end of the gun straight at the pirate, and he connects.
That is 7 damage.
What the bloody hell is that? He says as Zag tail whips him across the face.
You got him, Zag!
Zag gives you a robotic thumbs up.
My man.
Next is Pirate 2, who's just been bitch-slapped with a tail. Absolutely not! And he's going to run up the deck. But to do that, he'll give you an attack of opportunity, Osric.
Does Zag get one?
Yeah. Both of you will get a chance to hit him because he's going to try and run.
If he's going past the deck, is he not going past me also?
No, because you didn't go past him, did you? You stayed behind.
Oh, I see. He's that guy. Right, yeah. Got you.
And I'm ranged, so I don't get one, do I?
No. It's just those in combat with him, which is Osric and Zag.
Osric is going to try and grapple him and fumbles that one too. He got an 8.
I'll kick your ass in a second, nerd. That's not him.
Why is he suddenly a jock?
Yeah. I'll get you back, gnome, just in a bit. And Liz starts running back. What's Zag doing?
Zag will take a force-empowered rend at him.
Just a basic attack.
Yeah, 22 to hit.
That'll do it.
And we'll do a further 8 damage.
All right.
How's Pirate 2 looking?
Looking fine. Pirate 3, who's on the ship, is going to start trying to lift up the plank.
Oh, no.
Are we not on it?
No, you're on the platform. You're on the pier.
Okay.
Wait for me. Don't do it yet. And he's going to roll his strength. We need 2 15s for them to lift it off. That's a 17. So that's one of the two needed to lift up the plank. And there is still another pirate up there. And it's that pirate's turn now because Volley rolled so terribly. So Pirate 2 is also going to try and help the other pirates to throw the plank off the ship and defend the ship. That's a 5, so he didn't get it.
What are you doing? Throw at the plank. Oh, it's really heavy. I've got a splinter.
And now it is Volley's turn.
So there's two guys on the ship and Pirate 2 that Osric ran into. Where is he?
Yeah.
Is he also on the ship?
He's on the plank up to the ship. The other two pirates trying to throw the plank off with him on it.
I would like to cast Sleep directly on him.
On number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
26 hit points worth of damage.
That does nothing.
Ah, he's pretty healthy then. Well, I don't think this has quite gone to plan, has it?
No. Osric says from the floor.
What the hell is... Did one of you sneeze on me? And then another combatant enters combat because Pirate 1 is in the water. So it's going to roll to attack.
Hang on, the pirate in the water is now attacking. Or something else is.
He's being attacked.
Something is attacking Pirate 1 in the water.
Ah, okay, cool.
From underneath.
Yeah. And it's a nat 20. So
all right.
You hear a scream coming from over the pier and Pirate 1 gets pulled down and blood comes back up.
Oh, damn.
Pirate 1 is no more. Amy, it's you.
So there are three pirates.
In front of you, there's a pirate running up the plank.
Yeah.
Ahead of him, at the edge of the boat, on the end of the plank, are two other pirates trying to flip him off.
Yeah.
And also trying to throw the plank off.
Yeah. Okay, great. I would like to cast Fear, please. That's 30 foot, so I'm assuming they'll all be in range.
Yeah, yeah. Is it an area effect, is it?
Yeah. So they need to please roll Wisdom saving throws.
Ookie dookie. First one is a nat 1.
Okay, that fails.
Second is a 12, so that's a failure.
Fails.
And the third one is a 16.
Okay, he passes.
So the first one was the one on the bridge. The second one was one who succeeded in trying to get the plank off, and the third one was the one who hadn't succeeded yet.
Okay, great. So that means that they must drop whatever they're holding, the ones that have become frightened.
Okay.
And then they will have to take the dash action to move away from me, the safest route. And I've just started singing again. That's why they're so scared of me. Billy Bones, silly bones. Why don't you get some Bullywug clones?
No,
it sounds so bad.
Oh. Hopefully they just instantly jump off the ship.
It's like the reverse of a mermaid song.
And so I would like to move up the ship, please.
Sure. Yeah, you can. I mean, they can't really do anything about it because they're currently running.
They're scared of me.
I suppose what you do is you will get onto the plank. And you can't go past him, obviously, because he's in the way, but yeah.
Yeah. You're... What they see, as well as being horrified of my sea shanty, is a phantasmal image of the creature's worst fears. So it's as though their worst nightmare is singing them terrible sea shanties.
Next is Osric.
All right. Seeing as the previous attempt didn't go to plan, Osric is instead going to raise up his hastily crafted communist holy icon and point it at the one of the remaining guys who's trying to pull a plank up. And he's going to cast Toll the Dead at him, which sounds like a very dolorous bell, underscoring Melinda's sea shanty.
I'd like to think that you're doing it off time to her song.
Yeah. So can said pirate make a wisdom save for me, please?
Sure. I mean, you're going for their crappiest stat, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't deliberately, but it's convenient.
It is absolutely their crappy stat. That is a 4.
The pirates didn't seem wise.
A 4 will fail. Is he missing any of his hit points?
This is the one who hasn't... No, so this is the one who hasn't failed or been in combat yet, so no.
Okie dokie. Well, he now takes 9 damage.
Ooh-wee. Okay. 6. There we go. Okay, so... Yeah. So you're just... knocking a bell just off time with Amy's terrible singing.
I'm going to do that while sprinting up the plank. I want to get onto the ship before the plank gets taken away.
Okay, so you're just behind Amy now on this plank.
Yeah.
Can both of you roll perception for me? Disadvantage because you're both in combat.
How long is this plank?
It's not very long. It's just he's in the middle of it, so you can't get past him.
Okay.
In his turn, he'll obviously go off. He stopped mid-plank.
With disadvantage, I got a 7. Oh, perception. With disadvantage, I got a 4.
Okay.
What was I saying about bad maths a minute ago?
13 for me.
So, Melinda, you notice it, as the plank is kind of wobbling because the person tried to get it off, there is something in the water beneath you where that blood of that pirate is. You see something slithering underneath.
Oh, damn.
It gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Osric, there's something creepy in the water. Get off the plank.
I'd rather be on the plank than in the water.
Get on the ship.
I'm trying.
Next is Pirate 2. So Pirate 2 is feared, right? So you can't do anything other than run.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so he is just going to run, but that will give you an attack of opportunity, Amy, because he's in your area. So you can punch him, basically, if you want to.
Well, she did exceptionally well. 17.
That'll hit.
Unarmed attack. What's the damage for it?
Unarmed attack is pretty crap.
I think it's just your strength mod, isn't it?
Deals bludgeoning damage equal to 1 plus your strength modifier.
Okay, oh, my strength, one. That okay. Makes sense. My strength modifier is -1, so 0 damage.
Wow.
So you just kind of like hit him on the back.
Yeah, you leave.
Is it possible to reduce it to 0 or does it stay at 1?
That's what it said when I rolled it on here. It said 0.
I don't know if it is 0. I prefer it to be that. That's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so you just randomly give him a smack on the back. And the pirate is now on the ship. So now it's Pirate 3, who's also running. And as this wailing, horrible singing and a weird off-kilter bell is coming towards him, he is also going to run and he's going to start climbing up the mast and the rigging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Pirate 4's turn. Pirate 4 is going to try and get that final roll to push him into the water. He's a 15.
Osric into the water.
Osric and Melinda. Oh, I'm going to share my screen so you know.
Oh, am I not in the ship now?
No, because you were all on the plank. He had to get out of the way, which is what he just did.
Oh, I thought I got past him. Bloody hell.
I'm going to share my screen so you know that I'm telling you the truth. Okay.
Oh, so we could just die now. Great.
Well, this is pretty important, so...
No one's wearing full armor this time.
Okay. So their modifier is +2. They're 15. Drum roll, please.
Okay. That's mine. That's my one.
So he gets a 6. Help me. This is really quite heavy. I've pulled my back, my sciatica. And the pirate is unable to lift the plank, mostly because there's two gnomes on the plank right now.
Yeah, I think we're both quite fix-it gnomes.
Yeah.
To be fair, a wooden plank is not the lightest thing either.
Yeah. So, Volley, it's you.
Volley would like to look into the water to see if that creature is still swimming about.
There is something there. It's hard to see what it is.
How close to the surface is it?
Think of it as watching a dolphin underwater. So you couldn't exactly tell how deep it is, but it's close enough that you can make it out fairly well. You could see this sort of long, slithering water something. Looks like it could be a spotted leg of an octopus, an eel, maybe.
Bully is going to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Get down on his knees at the edge of the pier and speak to said animal and call out fairly loudly so it can hear, like, "Hello, friend. Are you hungry?"
This is your new spell, isn't it?
Hello.
How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. Just had a lovely bite to eat.
It's such a shame we don't put the video feed out for this. Because your face at the moment.
Oh, please. Please excuse my, I don't know what the word is. Please excuse my ignorance. What exactly are you? I'm a Volmine, you see.
I am a meal.
Your meal?
I am a meal.
Me?
Oh, yes.
What, and what is me? Are you a shark, a kraken? Blue-ringed octopus?
I don't know.
Not very self-aware. Anyway,
Would you like some humour?
No, thank you. I was wondering if perhaps you might be able to help me.
Okay.
Maybe you'll get a nice snack out of it again. You see this big ship by the water? Could you give it a bit of a rock?
Rock?
Yeah.
Rock in this rock.
Hit it really hard. Shake it. There are some nice, tasty humans on the edge that might fall into the water.
And two of your friends on the plank.
What?
My name is Volley. What's your name?
It's Arbaleth.
Arbaleth?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's lovely to meet you. Just in case you're not aware, there's a couple of gnomes on... I've just spotted them in a slightly precarious situation. If they fall in, could you chuck them back to me? They're my friends.
This has been a long conversation. So you say that, but you don't hear anything back from Aboleth. And Aboleth is going to try and go headfirst into the ship, which might not go as well. I don't know why you asked him to do that.
I'm also not sure why he's listening to
fucking
him.
Hell.
Why is this monster listening to Volley?
It's the first thing to speak to him in forever.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I want to roll for Aboleth's stats. His strength is a 21.
Excellent.
Yeah, Aboleth's are bad.
13, 14, 15, 18 on strength. So I need Osric and Melinda... to roll dexterity as the whole boat's going to shake. It's, at the end of the day, it's an Aboleth. It's not going to move the whole boat, he says, double-checking how big that thing is.
They're pretty big.
Yeah, pretty big. It's classed as a large aberration from what I can see.
Yeah, yeah, this is the thing you do. It's challenge level 10. So it's going to hit into the boat. The whole boat is going to shift. I need Osric and Melinda to roll dexterity as a reaction to jump from the plank either onto the ship or back the way you came before the plank goes flying into the water.
Seeing as I'm nearer the ship, I'm going to try and make a dex save to jump onto the deck.
Yeah, likewise. I think I'm ahead of you. I rolled 12.
14.
Challenge okay. of 10. Yeah, so you succeed. If you didn't, you would be in so much trouble.
We'd be in so much trouble.
What about the other pirates? Do they fall overboard?
The one who was trying to push it off, I'll roll for them to see if they fall in as well. The pirate got a 6. So as Osric and Melinda jump off to go over him, you look down in slow motion.
We jump under and he jumps over.
You jump over and then you look down and see the pirate look at you really confused while falling forwards and go straight into the water. And then a second later, I'm going to roll for the Aboleth because I think the Aboleth deserves another bit of food because they did such a good job.
Yeah, now I know that it's not me or Osric.
Yeah.
Enjoy your snack, friend.
Instantly, the pirate gets dragged down and bursts into blood again.
You're welcome. He was nice.
Pirate 2, I want to roll his deck to see if he loses his footing, because he's on the deck when all that happened. 12. He's fine. Pirate 2's fine. How long are they feared for?
Once they can't see me...
Can't they roll to get out of it?
They have to not have line of sight. Let me just double check that's correct.
Oh, so he's running the other way, so he wouldn't see you. He's running the other way.
Technically, you have to be out of sight too, so like, I don't think it works in the way that you just turn around.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be the shittest spell ever if it did.
Yeah, you turn around and you're not scared.
I'm feared! He turns around. I'm not feared anymore. Turns back around.
When it's not in a location where it doesn't have line of sight, then it can make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so...
It's a pretty strong spell.
Pirate 2 is going to also run down below with Pirate 3. So that's their turns. I'll roll for Pirate 3 to see if they lose fear.
Wait, wasn't somebody climbing up the mast?
Oh, yeah, shit. Pirate 2 will run down into the deck. Pirate 3 is currently climbing up the mast, which I guess he'll always have line of sight.
Yeah.
So he's just climbing. He just keeps going. I'm going to roll his dex checks now to see if he...
Would he not be rolling with disadvantage because he's fucking climbing?
Yeah, it's true, actually. Well, he got a 17 and he got a 7 plus. Yeah, so he's going to fall from the rigging. While all this drama's been happening, he's been falling and he takes...
Splash. He lands in the water.
I'm not gonna lie, my first question after all this is over is, why the fuck is no one really, really concerned about this Aboleth in this port?
Just swims down out of the way.
Yeah, so he takes one damage to get flying down.
He wasn't very high up, was he? Like, some of these sails can be massive.
Nah, he could have only gone about 10 feet, because his climb is like half your speed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Next is Amy.
Okay.
You're on the deck now.
Yep, I'm going to maintain my concentration on the fear spell. So the guy who's fallen off the mask, is he conscious still? He's just hurt, right?
Yeah, he's conscious. He only took like one damage.
Maybe I'll just leave him there then. And can I try and find the steering wheel of this ship?
Yeah, it's a pirate ship. So to your right, you've got those stairs that go up and then there's a little
effectively
cabin with the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can start operating it next turn.
Okay.
Osric, it's you.
All right, so we've got one guy on the floor and one guy fell off the sails. Are they the same person?
Yeah, the guy on the floor is the one who fell from the sails. The other guy ran downstairs.
All right, I'm going to try and push this guy off the edge into the water.
Osric's really got a plan he's sticking to.
He does. He's failed every time, and this one is no exception. He got an 11.
What were you doing again?
I was trying to push this guy off the boat. Roll him like a pencil.
An 11. Yeah, I mean, he's down. Let me roll his strength.
Surely, if anything, if he's down, it'd be harder to push him off.
He got a 6.
Shuffleboard.
Like an old 80s cartoon where they throw someone out of the pub. You're throwing him into the water, are you?
Yep.
Yep, he goes flying down. I'm going to roll for the Aboleth.
Bye.
It's got really good stats, so... Oh, I got a nat 1. Oh, I didn't get him.
Oh. Maybe he's finally full.
Slightly dazed from hitting the boat.
Yeah, I'm a bit full.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Arby.
I'll save him for later.
Okay.
And you see, he just grabs him and pulls him underwater, but he doesn't hear him.
Blub, blub, blub.
It's Finn. Where is Finn? Finn's on the platform.
Finn's on the dock.
Yeah.
With Volley.
Finn is looking at this conversation between Volley and this horrifying creature.
All you hear, I suppose, is just...
Volley talking to the ocean.
Volley talking to the ocean, yeah.
Oh, is it not like popping its head out the water and talking to him?
No.
Is it psychically talking to him?
Yeah, it's exactly talking to him.
Okay. Finn just sees Volley talking to himself. Volley, what are you doing? What? Who are you talking to?
There's a creature in the ocean. You not see it hit the
Finn
ship?
Looks down and just sees the fucking murky red blood of all the people that the Aboleth has eaten. Okay.
It got the guys on the ship. Knocked one of them off.
So Finn can't see any pirates right now, can he?
No, and he's also not on the boat. But you can see Melinda going to the cabin.
Finn's going to run up onto the boat.
Finn can't.
Why?
The plank's gone.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Finn?
Osric is just waving at you from the deck on the other side.
Finn
Hello.
Is going to use... So Finn is going to, as a bonus action, use his Misty Step boots to get onto the boat.
Okay.
And once on there... Did Finn see the guy go down into the cabin? Could Finn have seen it from where he was?
No.
Okay. He'll look to Osric. Are all the pirates gone, Osric?
Actually, did I see him go down?
You saw one run down the stairs.
Yeah. I think one of them ran below deck. It seemed like he was scared of Melinda for some reason.
Weird. And with that, Finn will end his turn. But just sort of, this time he'll do it legally. He'll ready a reaction for if the pirate comes out and is aggressive towards us. And he'll attack if the pirate reappears aggressively.
Fine. Volley. Volley, it's you.
Volley is going to look around and say to himself, huh, I'm not on the ship. Arby?
Hello?
Can I get a lift onto the ship deck, please? If I
don't,
jump,
don't,
can you
don't trust the evil squid god?
Roll persuasion.
I'm just really hoping he doesn't like twigs.
I did feed you twice.
Is this how Volley dies?
13.
It would be fitting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come here, friend.
Thank you very kindly.
Two tentacles come out the water. One leans towards you to grab you. Another one's just got this screaming pirate in it. and it's going to curl itself around you if you stand to the edge. You're not going to do anything, no?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna trust it implicitly.
Like the snake in Jungle Book.
It's going to pull you down. It's going to give you a lick. Okay. Uh-huh. I was just curious.
That tickles.
You taste funny, Abby.
you silly Abby.
And then Abby's going to put you on the ship.
Oh, a friend for life.
See you later. And its tentacle's going to wave at you.
I'm going to wave back.
And at the same time, the other one's... pulls the pirate down.
Thanks, Arby. I couldn't have done any of this without you. Honestly, you've been a lifesaver. Thank you very much. Enjoy your snack later.
I have a family.
Ignore him. Eat him.
And then you just see him get dragged underwater, and that's it.
Oh,
I'm enjoying what I'm going to call the poetic license of Arya's version of an aboleth. This fucking creature.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what you just made.
Volley will then, now being on the ship, kind of walk towards Osric and say to Osric, like, that's a weird... I don't know what that creature is down in the ocean, but they're very, very kind. Very nice. Yeah. Hey, why are we saying...
I think you may have met a different creature to those pirates.
Pays to be nice.
I should say that in the background of the shot, you just see blood come back up behind the water.
I'm not gonna lie, that's possibly the most random thing that's ever fucking happened.
It was fantastic.
I mean, it would have been random if you guys did any of what I laid out in the plan. But there's an aboleth that lives there, and now you'll never know why.
Fair.
I could ask him, but I'm not gonna.
Okay, so you're out of combat now. There is someone still below deck that you've seen run down there, but you're not in combat anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, since everyone's here...
Well, that didn't go as planned, did it?
Osric, you'll start realising that around you are loads of people with torches looking at you from other ships.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be here any longer than we have to. Let's get my stuff and get gone as soon as we can.
Okay, I'll figure out how to get this ship sail.
Finn, can you come down to me? I can hold a torch, but with my hook and the fact I have no gear, I don't know how good I'm going to be.
Yeah, come on, Volley, let's go.
Definitely someone down there.
I'll come, I can help.
Okay.
Mal, can you get this boat going without us?
Let me try.
I thought you could fly airships.
She says optimistically.
I can.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to do this in two halves. One, the gang that are going downstairs. So that's Volley, Finn and Osric.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you'll do is you'll go down. I mean, it's bigger than the ship you're on previously. It actually has a bow and an internal decks. So as you go in, the first thing you get to is what seems to be a mess hall of some kind, with seats, chairs, and so on. And as you go through the creaking of the deck, you go through and you go through some hammocks. Looks like you could maybe sleep 40-ish people.
Damn.
And then when you go downstairs again, as you go through that, you start hearing a sound, which is a bit hard to place between the creaks and you're looking for an enemy. Can you roll perception, all of you that are going down here?
Yes, 19.
16 for Finn.
I'm just going to use my passive, because I don't think I'd actively know to be listening out for anything. Okay. So 13 is my passive.
Yeah, Osric is actively looking for his gear. Anything else he sees is a side effect of that.
And Finn is actively looking for the pirate that ran down here.
As you go downstairs again, you hear what sounds to be whimpering from the other side of the door.
Okay, how light is it down here? Actually, sorry, I might take that back. Have I got dark vision?
Stay away, you hear from this other door. Stay away or I'll shoot. I swear I will. Don't come down here.
Hello. You're outnumbered.
Hey.
You might want to just come out and surrender.
Yeah, put your hands up and come out.
We're really nice.
I've got a gun pointed to the door. I'll shoot first thing I see, right? Just go away and Billy Bones will get you.
You have a gun, but we've got a tree.
Well, I'm friends with the sea monster and that will get you.
Volley, we'll talk about that later. I'm really concerned about the friends you're making.
Made friends with you.
We're going to quickly cut to Melinda. Melinda, mm-hmm. On top deck, a ring of a bell started chiming, which sounded closer to you, and now it's going further and further away. And you notice pirates from other ships are now coming off deck and heading towards you.
Okay, yeah, I need to get this ship off the ground. Is there like an acceleration button, an on button?
Yeah, roll wisdom, Melinda, to see if you can find your way around It's a lot bigger ship than the previous one, so there's a lot of buttons and levers and everything around.
Intelligence?
Sure. To figure out what you are looking at.
If you can fly ships, Melinda, I don't know how good you are at that, but add your proficiency bonus to that too.
She doesn't have. She's not able to fly ships.
Well, I got okay, 20, baby. So 23.
Nice.
Describe to me what you do. As you hear the noises going off and you see people heading down the platform towards you.
Yeah. I am getting the ship ready for takeoff. And it's as though Melinda doesn't know she knows this, but it's just in her bones. It's in her family. And actually, she was never given the opportunity to... She's never seen a ship like this before, but it feels like she has. And so she's pulling the lever and she's going to... We're going up. It's the only way.
So the ship lurches. Everyone downstairs, you feel this as well. The door below, the person was hiding behind, swings open. He's going to fire his pistol as a knee-jerk reaction. The person at the front, which I think was Osric.
Yeah, I think so.
He's going to fire a random shot. He scores a 17.
I'm wearing a white shirt, so ooh, that hits me.
Osric, no!
My shirt is no longer white.
You were going to take 8 damage.
So close. He collapses to the floor.
Osric, my beautiful boy!
Melinda, the ship starts skimming across the water and then starts taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Volley, as this happens around you, you hear, goodbye, friend.
Bye, Abby.
You say to no one, just to the Finn and Volley, to Finn standing over a shot. That's right. And you say, bye, Abby.
Volley, what the hell? he's not dead.
I'm not talking to Osric.
Why?
I was talking to the sea monster thing.
I am more afraid of you now than I have been for a while, Volley.
Okay.
The pirate is currently reloading a musket shot into his pistol.
As he's doing that, can I attack him?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, kick the fucker. Ugh.
Do we have to go back into initiative?
No, just either take a shot or you can hold the gun and attempt to drop it. Like, he's reloading a single musket shotgun.
I'm just... I have nothing to say to this guy.
Okay.
He shot me.
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Blow his head off.
That's 10 damage.
Yeah. You shoot him square in the forehead and he goes down.
Well, that's that dealt with. I'm getting kind of concerned how accustomed I am getting to murder.
I am more afraid of you now than I have ever been.
That's appropriate.
Yep.
You and I think we both need therapy.
Are you okay, Osric?
No. Can somebody help me, please?
Finn's going to lean over and pull out his speak and spell focus and press the combination of buttons that brings out the pads on wires that he uses to cast cure wounds.
Like a defibrillator.
I'm not dead and you're just trying to shock me.
Yeah. So Osric will get 14 HP.
Oh,
God, that's pretty sweet.
From a second level cure wounds.
That's much better.
As you step up, Osric, and the ship starts to level itself, it went up quite abruptly. You feel that the, like in a plane where you're kind of leaning back and now you feel that the floor within the space, so to speak, is leveling out. You realize that you are still hearing a whimpering sound and it's coming from the door of this room on the other side. And around the room, you do see your things. You see a lot of things, Osric.
They're just scattered around.
This room that he shot you from seems to have on the right and left stacks of stuff.
No goddamn respect.
Gold, items, things that have been stolen, things that have been collected, things that aren't particularly valuable, things that are. And in it, you do see your armor and your hammer just strewn across other things. But the sound of whimpering is coming from a door at the end of this room, exactly opposite to where you are.
Bolly will head straight to that door and say, hello?
Osric, what are you doing?
I'm going to ignore my stuff for the moment and get my hand axe out in one hand, my hook in the other, and I'm going to walk with Volley to the door.
As you push the door open, Volley.
Kick it open. Kick it.
I wasn't going to open it. I was going to talk to them through the door for now.
Stay away. Please. Please, 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 stop, please.
It's okay. We're not pirates.
We don't want to hurt you, but the last person who talked to us through the door shot me. So
yeah.
Come out with your hands up.
Yeah.
You hear a different voice. We can't come out.
Why?
Because we're in chains, isn't it?
Oh, Volley will open the door straight away then.
Open the door, you see a bunch of gnomes are behind bars chained to the floor. There's about 15 of them.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, good gosh. Volley's going to start trying to pick the locks on the shackles.
Wow, this ship can need more crew.
Roll lock picking.
Sleight of hand. 15.
Yeah, you manage your hand branch turns into a twig and manage to click the lock, and you hear it, and then the lock pops open. And it opens, and there are 15 people all chained up to the wall, all gnomes, all in various different styles. Some look like they perhaps were quite wealthy, but it's been a while that they've been in here, and they're a bit dirty now. Others look like they are just common folk.
You guys look hungry. Are you hungry?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm tired, sirs. We could do some food. We've not eaten for about 2-3 days, I think.
Volley will grow some good berries on his right arm and pluck them off one by one and hand them out and go, it doesn't look like much, but it will really make you feel better, I promise.
They all very hungrily chomp them down, all of them. They've clearly not been fed for a day or two.
After Volley gives the good berries, I'll chip in and say, why don't you come up above deck, get some fresh air? You look like you need it.
That's very kind, sir. Thank you.
Come on, guys. Volley's going to usher them to follow Finn and Osric.
And we're going to cut to the deck of the ship. Melinda, you are flying like a pro. The Crimson Coast is falling to the wayside behind you. You've reached the clouds. No one's followed you. No one's chased after you because, frankly, even if they were interested in what's going on, it's not their ship. Why would they give a shit? Mm-hmm. So you're free. I mean, pirates hate each other the best of times. You realize while piloting that there is a button that says cruise control.
Well, I guess as I see Osric, Finn and Volley's heads appear from below deck.
Osric's covered in blood.
Yes. And also I can see that he's not got his stuff, which is concerning to Melinda. She will indeed press the cruise control button.
You will see that a ghostly pair of hands will appear from either side of the wheel, and they'll curl around to grab the wheel from the right side, and they just start holding it, and it's just staying at the same altitude and situation.
Oh, out of context and a little bit meta, but Volley, me, I was really hoping it was going to be another sprite called Cruise that was going to just come and drive the ship, and I was like, oh.
It was going to be, but I said earlier that pirates don't use sprite tech, so.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was going to be my sprite.
Own wow, world building. Nice.
Yeah. Worlds within worlds.
It's basically similar to Mage Hand, but just comes in from the sides and takes control of the steering wheel for you.
Did you find your stuff? And what? Who are these people?
These are gnomes.
I can see that. Thank you, Ollie.
You're welcome.
They were prisoners of the pirates.
In the moonlight, you can tell that some of them, the ones that look rich, have colourfully painted hair.
Hmm. From Tyr?
One of them comes up to you, a woman with bright turquoise hair. Yes, ma'am, we were leaving during the battle and we took airships to head. We got given coordinates to New Tyr, where some of the survivors have started to set up camp and tried to reconvene, and then we were beset upon pirates, and they killed our captain and many of us, and then took our stuff, and then they put us into chains, and they said they were going to sell us to slavery, and thank you, bless you all, please, thank you.
Because Osric won't ask, because he's a callous monster, do you know if Myra's at this New Tyr? Was Myra with you? You know, because I care about people I've met and or family members of friends.
Myra who, sorry?
Myra Glamtinker.
Oh, not with us. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. We just got on board of the ships that were leaving. I don't know, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you. See you, Osric. I got you back.
Who was your captain?
Our captain was a gnome named Tabard. He was just a simple merchant. He helped us get onto his ship and evacuated us. He was a good man.
I'm sorry to hear this.
Was.
Yeah, the pirates killed him.
Do you still have the coordinates for where you were trying to get to?
Yeah, we were to meet a contact in... I'm sorry. And then another gnome is going to come in. Excuse my sister. She's been through a lot. Due to the
precarious situation of what happened. We were to meet a contact in Galestar and from there be given the coordinates to a rendezvous point for those that made it out of Tyr alive. You see that he's wearing a very torn, very ruined, but now that he's out in the moonlight, you see that he's got a Tyr Enforcer uniform on him.
I was helping these people and my sister get away, and our plan was to go there and find whatever survivors there were to mount possibly an attack to take Tyr back.
He notices your hair now. I'm afraid I don't know you, my lord, but you seem of some high repute.
I was once closer than you might think to the leaders. This is perhaps not the time.
That's Osric.
You're wearing Tyr Enforcer uniform. Do you know what happened to Burgoyne?
Last I heard, he did an announcement to abandon Tyr. And then the next thing I knew, I was fighting my colleagues and my friends. It was brother on brother. It was chaos.
Yes, we were there. It's quite a sorry situation.
Yeah. Family v family, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. we very much know what that was like.
Well, we'll definitely make sure that you get to where you're going.
That's very kind of you, my lady.
Galestar wasn't where we were planning to go, but...
We should drop these folks off, though.
Yes, where they want to go to, Volley, in Galestar.
We could all do with a rest somewhere safe.
Yes, and trust in us when we say you're with friends, because although it might not seem it, we were also there at the fall of Tyr.
His eyes widen. You're Osric Glamtinker. You're the one who killed Brock.
No, I'm Volley. That's Osric.
And on that note,
and that's where we end our session.
What a final line. That's great.
Hello and welcome to the outro. It is me, Alex Wright, the D to the M, and I'm here with Finn and Melinda, otherwise known in yep. the later hours of the day as David and Amy. Hello.
Absolutely
I was wondering
not.
About that.
Are you sticking with the D to the M?
I absolutely am.
Absolutely not. Am.
I'm sticking. I'm committed. There's no editing in this podcast, David.
If Finn is missing in the next podcast, everyone, you know why.
How did we enjoy, again, not doing anything I laid out and just deciding to yeet yep. yourselves out of the Buccaneer chapters?
Well, I feel like Melinda and Finn had a plan. We got our mustaches. We were ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, Finn had an abundance of mustaches.
Fully decided that he knew best and yes. decided to take the lead and just yeah. walk onto the ship.
Well, he tried to and then stormed off in assault.
Yeah. Although I will say that I don't think Finn helped when he said, "We know everything about that captain. Ask us anything." And then we had to sing a bad song. That was not helpful.
Finn was just trying to go at it with absolute confidence because people believe you when you're confident.
It's true.
If you act like you belong, people will believe it.
Okay. Well, it didn't work though, did it?
Some might say it didn't work. Others might say it was not working yet.
Finn would be the worst con man, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, well, actually,
no,
Volley
be way
worse. I don't know. At least he can make friends with, like, you know, weird sea creatures.
Random nightmare sea creatures, yeah. That just eat Absolutely. People while we're fighting.
What is the gang's plan now, then? You're leaving the
Do we have
Cove.
A plan?
Is there any form of
we're
plan?
We're going to Disneyland!
We've got this ship. We've got out of here. Melinda needs to get to a library.
Okay.
I think at this moment, we're just trying to survive and get out. Like, and if we could reach somewhere that, you know, has sprite mail or a phone line, I think it would be helpful to know what's happening in Tyr. Like, we've been gone for so long.
You have had yeah. a right little fight.
We helped with a revolution and then got stuck in the woods.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to know sort of like the aftermath. I mean, how long has it been since we were in Tyr?
Game time, a week or so.
A week or so. Oh, okay, so it's not actually so that far. Long.
We achieved quite a lot in
Not been
it.
That far. In real time, half a year.
Oh, at least.
But if any of our listeners have an idea of where we should be going, we yes. will happily take directions.
And we'll definitely hear about it before we go where we're going to go. Wink.
So, David, why don't you tell our lovely listeners where they can find out more about Tabletop Vagabonds?
Of course. You can find us on our website, www.tabletopvagabonds.com. tabletopvagabonds.com.
Amy, where else can they find out more about the Tabletop Vagabonds?
You can find us on Instagram at Tabletop Vagabonds. We're always posting little extra tidbits and extra details of the episodes as we go.
Always a slight stretch.
Sometimes.
We do.
Every 3 hours.
And if you have any questions for us or want to chat to us, then please send us a message over Instagram. We do always see them. That's an always that I can hold on to.
That is an always you can hold on to. We sit there with the phone glued to our hands at all times.
Waiting.
God, when you said we sit there with the phone, I completely like thought of it in like old-timey way where you're just staring at like a cord phone.
That is exactly what I do, David. That is exactly what I do.
A landline just waiting from somebody at Instagram to phone you.
If you do like what you hear, if you enjoy our misadventures, I'm not going to call it adventures.
Even if you feel kind of middling about it.
Yeah. Leave us a review. You can do that now on Spotify as well as iTunes. 5 stars are greatly appreciated. And it helps other amazing people such as yourselves find our podcast. And before we go, this episode, These Audible Things Inside Your Ear Canals, was made so sweet by Matthias Aurelius Burchius. And that's all for now, and we'll see you next time.
Next time. Next time. Next time.